in. It is Monday, August 4th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. Now, I've got a ton of political news here and different political developments, legal developments, actually. You might call them legal political developments. And no, we're not talking about judges blocking the Trump agenda right now. We're talking about multiple lawsuits that are flying dealing with the deep state. I do have a direct involvement in, and so we'll be talking about that. It's ironic watching what Elon Musk is doing now with his lawsuits, but then it's also the groups BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street who are now open to lawsuits for, quote, initiatives to manipulate energy markets. And so when you look into this, you realize that the same stuff we've been talking about with our government and the left, basically doing the cause, effect, solution, profit agenda, announce the problem, say you have the solution, and then send the government money to your companies that claim to have the solution. Of course, it's all fake. Well, now, because of these lawsuits and the Texas judge says, nope, green light, it looks like that's exactly what these major institutions were doing. So we'll look at that. We'll look at Musk going after Media Matters and the corrupt left media. I guess Trump is doing it too successfully. And so we have some other stuff in regards to that. And then some interesting statements from Marjorie Taylor Greene, from Thomas Massey, and then from Speaker Mike Johnson and Randy Fine. Of course, they're on the other side of the planet right now in a foreign country that they seem to be the most loyal to. So that's a different story, which I guess leads us into that stack, a big geopolitical stack today. Now, there's a couple things that are inevitable here, and I told myself, because I know people are sick of it, and I get it, but it's still a top news story. In fact, right before I went live, it became the number one trend on X, United States of Israel. So I wasn't planning on leading with that today. I know people are sick of it, and then it's just every day it becomes the top story. So I'll probably do the political news first and then get into it later. But there's a couple things that are going to be undeniable very soon. And I'm already seeing this trend in kind of the generational gap, not to make a blatant statement here, but there's a generational gap in even the older generations that have just been taught and bought into, you got to support Israel, our greatest ally, it's the biblical thing to do. Even the generational groups that have bought into that and practiced that loyally, still to this day, even they are eventually going to have their eyes forced wide open to say, okay, this is not about the Bible. This is not a religious thing. And, you know, I continue to see this pattern in D.C., which doesn't benefit America or doesn't aim to benefit America solely or as a priority. So the example today, which I think is what caused this trend on X, because it's so ridiculous, it caused me to fire off a bunch of posts. U.S. links disaster aid to loyalty to Israel. I mean, folks, it's so in your face now, it's ridiculous. It's so in your face now, you have to, the debate is over. Now the debate is, are they doing it intentionally to rub your nose in it as an arrogant thing? Or are they so boisterous about it as like a con act, a con man act, a confidence game, because they see how they're losing the grips of the world, losing the grips of the American youth, so they're just flexing like, oh, no, we're still in control. Those are your only two options right now.
Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt black on black at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWars and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support, and thanks for being part of history.
So, I'm preparing to go live and start off with the news. And I get gaslit by my own crew sometimes. Well, they're not really gaslighting me, but, you know, sometimes intentionally they'll throw like a distraction mechanism, like a flashbang or something. It's like a game for them sometimes. Like, sometimes they'll put some crazy image on the screen. But no, Rob back there, I got quite a laugh out of this in the short break. He says, you know, withholding disaster aid is like withholding food aid from Gaza. Oh, gee. Oh, boy. Here we go. Every single time, even on a Monday, guys, we can't even avoid it to start off the week. Look, I'm going to put the stack of geopolitical stuff to the side. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait, and we're going to get into this other news. But it is the top trend. It is out of control. And I'll just say, I'm watching... And I just use this as an example, but I enjoy it. But like, I'll debate with my own family or my dad or other older generational conservatives I talk to, and they always want to get at me over the Israel thing, tell me how I'm on the wrong side of history. And I like to kind of subtly remind them that, yeah, remember when I was supporting Trump and you were anti-Trump and all that stuff? Yeah, right. So I'll be proven right on this one too. But now, see, because it's all about perspective. And it's hard to see the world through someone else's eyes. I mean, really, it's not even possible. You can try, but to actually have lived someone else's experience, or in this case, why do I reach the conclusions I reach? Well, it's because the things that I see. So unless you've seen the things that I've seen, it's hard for you to reach the same conclusions. Well, now others are starting to see it. Now others are starting to see it. And so you start to see some of the voices that support Israel kind of backing off now, saying, okay, yeah, they've gone too far. I've got examples of that. We're starting to see older generational conservatives that have been very outspoken in their support of Israel today coming out in response to this disaster aid story and saying, wait a second, why would American disaster aid rely on loyalty to Israel? Ah, you are asking the right question. Now, what's funny is this is not new. In fact, there are multiple states that have always tied disaster aid to loyalty to Israel, including Texas, as recently or as far back, however you want to put it, in 2017, with Hurricane Harvey. Very well known, national news. So you see, I've already seen that stuff. Now others are seeing it, and they're starting to ask the same questions that I've been asking or that other Americans have been asking, and suddenly their issues start to relate to ours as well. And do you think having the backdrop, they're going to block recess appointments for Donald Trump, by the way, never been done in recent American history. Reagan had 240, W had 171, HW had 77, Obama had 32, Clinton had 139. I don't know where Biden didn't make this list for whatever reason. He might have been sleeping. Trump is at zero. So while Thune and Johnson are conspiring with the neocons and the Republicans against Trump to stop recess appointments, to stop him from getting other good appointments in, to stop the judges that are blocking his administration and the agenda, they do nothing on that. But they're going to block recess appointments. And then Johnson is going to go give a speech in Israel. Multiple speeches, actually. And he's going to go kiss the wall and tell everybody how he's praying for Israel. What a great look. Fantastic. I mean, you're so proving us wrong that think Israel has any influence here. Oh, yeah, boy, you sure are. Man, oh man, you guys got us. You were right. Israel has no influence over our administration. Israel has no influence over our Congress. I mean, golly gee, they don't even have any influence over our foreign aid. Why are you still talking about it? All right, so you get the point. We'll move on from that for now, and we'll come back with it later. Okay. This is really what it all comes down to. So now let me just, now let's just address maybe the bigger elephant in the room. Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be the debate on Israel. American Jews aren't going anywhere. Their money isn't going anywhere. And so that debate is always going to stay. Now, you can separate that to a degree of what goes on in Israel and our foreign policy, but the debate is always going to linger. And it's a very healthy debate right now. It's probably the most healthy and maybe the most important debate. So it will continue. Now, if we can fix the situation in the Middle East, I mean, you know, somebody find me a magic lamp that I can rub and maybe, just maybe, we can have a chance at fixing the Middle East. But until I can find that magic lamp, I don't know what to tell you. So really, the big elephant in the room is right here. And Marjorie Taylor Greene posted this morning. Aaron Rodgers went on the Rogan podcast right before he went to spring football camp or summer football camp, whatever it is now, and said the same thing, but Marjorie Taylor Greene puts it out. Don't talk about it if you're not going to do it. Russian collusion hoax arrests, zero. January 6th stand down arrests, zero. January committee deleting evidence, January 6th committee deleting evidence arrests, zero. Mar-a-Lago raid arrests, zero. Biden auto pen arrests, zero. 2020 stolen election arrests, zero. Epstein pedophile arrests, zero. COVID scam and virus vaccine creation arrests, zero. Benghazi arrests, zero. Doge finding arrests, zero. Ukraine impeachment hoax, zero. We can go on. Afghanistan open border arrests. You get the point. This is the big elephant in the room right here. No arrests. And until you start to see arrests, nothing else matters. Now, I can have a debate over the economy. Trump will lose that debate. Now, I'm not saying Trump has lost that battle, because I think that that's going to be a long-term thing, and you are building the foundations to having a better economy. But to claim that we've already got it is just an outright lie. And that's not even Trump's fault, to be clear here. I'm not claiming Trump collapsed the economy. He didn't. So that's not even fair to blame him. But this whole game where he just comes out and says how it's the greatest economy ever, it's just, you know, don't tell us that the Epstein list was a hoax. Don't tell us you never knew him. Don't tell us it was the greatest economy of all time now. Just be honest with us. Christopher Wray referred to the Department of Justice over claims he misled lawmakers on Catholic memo and China probes. So here we go again. Now, with every referral to the DOJ, there's less and less excitement because Pam Bondi hasn't delivered on a single one. Not one. Not Letitia James open and shut. Not Adam Schiff open and shut. Not Christopher Wray open and shut. Alex Jones on seat, and go ahead.
Though they did just announce minutes ago, there's a grand jury officially impaneled on Russiagate on all of them. And I know we're not holding our breath.
I'm betting against it. I'm betting zero arrests, Alex. I'll come out and I'll say it right now. We will get zero deep state arrests.
Okay, but that's not a special counsel. That is a grand jury. And the new emails they just released just today are them saying Russiagate's fake to distract from Hillary.
So the emails that they had 5 years ago, they've had the emails. They're not getting us anything,
well,
I don't think.
Tulsi Gabbard, no, they just got these.
So who do you think is going to get arrested?
Hey, I'm just telling you.
I got the news. I can read the news. I just don't think anyone's going
to
get arrested.
I talked to DOJ people. They said they intend to indict people. And that's
who do you think will get indicted?
Clapper, Brennan, people like Comey.
Okay.
I'm just saying. We all know you think it's ever going to happen. You might be right. The point is, this is major movement compared to what we've seen in the past.
But what's the difference, though? There's still no arrests. Alex, I'd love to talk to you about this if you want to come join.
No, you have to have a grand jury indict somebody. That's why they never did this before. This is new. I'm not saying this is just. I told everybody look for movement. I said their intention is to do it because they know they have to. And I'm not saying it's 100%. I'm just saying this is different. This is a grand jury.
So you think Brennan and Clapper,
remember all the
and
secret
Comey, grand- yeah, like Hannity and the rest of them.
This is different.
All right. Well, we shall see. I have no faith in Pam Bondi. I've seen criminal referrals go to her desk for months and nothing happened. So that's all I've seen. And I know that there's frustration in D.C. over this. I know that there's frustration within the FBI over this. And it seems like at the end of the day, everybody's just going to blame Pam Bondi and wipe their hands of the situation. But the issue that they're going to have and that Trump and his administration is going to have with Daniel Radcliffe and others, a lot of these swamp creatures are tied in at the hip, folks. And if they threaten to bring down Brennan and Clapper and Comey or even other members of the Obama administration, they're going to threaten to take down the Trump administration with them. And maybe that's what all the Epstein drip, drip, drip is about. I always assumed it was a foreign intelligence operation. Maybe it is a deep state operation, maybe not politically motivated from a left-right perspective or a Republican-Democrat perspective, but maybe from a deep state perspective. Like, okay, you want to come after us? You're going to go down with the Epstein files. So maybe that's the blackmail operation. Maybe that's the tug of war that's going on here. But the number still remains the same. Zero arrests. Zero arrests. And that's the problem. So we can talk about all this other stuff, but until this changes and until there are deep state arrests, you're going to have a hard time convincing people that there's much difference between this administration and the last. Will we get a better economy? Hopefully. Do we have a secure border? Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Did they stop the child trafficking? Did they stop a lot of the drug trafficking, weapons trafficking at the southern border? Absolutely. No doubt that happened. So that is good. Did we end the war with Russia and Ukraine? No. Did we end the war with Israel and five different countries in the Middle East? No. Did we stop the funding in Ukraine? No. Did we not strike Israel's enemies in the Middle East? No. We did. So, another criminal referral to Pam Bondi's desk where criminal referrals go to die. But with every one of these now, there used to be a lot of excitement. There used to be a lot of excitement from Trump's base. Oh, we're going to get one. Finally, the deep state. Finally, arrests are coming. And it's slowly becoming the boy that cried wolf. And now, oh, another referral to Pam Bondi's desk. And everybody just kind of shrugs their shoulders and says, so what? Let's see the first one ever get brought in. And these are, it's not even tough. It's not even tough. When you talk about the mortgage fraud with Letitia James or Adam Schiff, it's open and shut. It's right there. If anyone else, if you would have done that, if you would have lied to get an advantage on your mortgage, if you would have falsified federal documents, if you would have falsified loan documents, you would have been charged. Absolutely. But somehow Letitia James and Adam Schiff and Christopher Wray and the rest, how many criminal referrals are there? I can't even keep up now. I'm like Pam Bondi. I can't even keep up with how many there are now. And still no arrests. Now, to be fair, Trump didn't promise arrests, but he did talk about the deep state. He did post videos of Obama and the rest of them getting arrested. He did call them treasonous. He did say they stole an election. So it's not really our fault for expecting arrests. We expect the swamp to be drained. We expect deep state arrests because that's justice. That's justice. It's not revenge. It's not redemption. It's justice. So if you're not going to give us justice, then what do we get? You get foreign aid tied to, you get disaster relief tied to a foreign country. Loyalty to a foreign country is what you get. So that's what everybody's saying. And that's why people are so frustrated as all of this is going on. And then you have Mike Johnson running around Israel. You have John Thune blocking recess appointments. The House can't even impeach any of these judges that are blocking the Trump agenda. Disaster aid tied to loyalty to a foreign country. And it's just like, man, what are we doing here? Well, we shut down the border. We're taking some of the poison out of the food supply, the water supply. That's good. We're warning people about the ingredients in the vaccines. That's good. I think they're trying to do a lot for the agriculture industry, but it's a bit of a challenge right now because so much money is tied up in foreign aid. We did shut down USAID. I think we're starting to see some of the good effects of that. But a lot of this stuff can be changed with a new administration. A lot of this stuff can be stopped if the Democrats win the House. We did have the USDA kick off the inaugural Great American Farmers Market today with concerts, vendors, and a celebration of agriculture and liberty that was happening in D.C. You go to your local farmers market, pretty good place, actually. Good place to meet free-minded people, free-thinking people, independent-minded people, usually American patriots. There's some liberals in there, but, you know, they're the good kind, small government kind. So they had a big farmers market in D.C. today that apparently was a smashing success. Did you hear about that one? Apparently it was pretty big, or at least they're telling you it was pretty big there in D.C. Yeah, farmers markets are really great to get good quality organic food. So I'm glad to see them promoting that idea, that concept. It's good for the farmers that use that too. Now, on the economy. Now, this is not Trump's fault. But when Trump comes out and tells you it's the greatest economy and we're coming back roaring and it's hot, well, that's just not true. And you're insulting Americans that are really going through it right now when you say that. And it's become this thing, I think, with everything now, with when it comes to Trump's PR. Everything has become like the defense-offense paradigm. So it's like he's constantly on defense-offense at the same time where somebody brings up the economy, he just has to say it's the greatest ever. Because he has to play defense and offense at the same time against the fake news media. So it's like the same with the Epstein list. It's like instead of just being honest, he's on defense, he's on offense. Epstein list. Oh, it's a hoax. Never existed. I never knew Epstein. It's like, that's not the truth. That's you playing defense and offense. Same thing with the economy. Oh, it's the greatest ever. That's not the truth. It's not your fault that it's not good. But, you know, let's not insult Americans here. Here are just a couple examples. Even households earning $150,000 a year are struggling with credit card and car payments. In fact, there's a record number of delinquencies, ladies and gentlemen, specifically in higher earning incomes. More high income Americans around the U.S. are falling behind on their credit cards and auto loans, a sign that even people earning more than six figures are more likely to struggle financially amid shifts in the economy. Delinquencies across all loan products for households earning more than $150,000 have more than doubled since 2023. That compares with a 60% increase in delinquencies during that time for households earning between $45,000 and $150,000 and a 22% increase for people earning less than $45,000, according to data from credit scoring company VantageScore. So, in other words, it used to be like it was like 50,000, maybe 20 years ago or so, it was like, okay, you're making more than $50,000 a year. You're probably going to be okay. You can handle all your bills. Then it was, okay, you're making $100,000 a year. You're probably living okay, able to pay your bills. Now it's $150,000 and up. This is the inflation. This is the consumer price index. A record number of delinquencies on car payments. A record number of delinquencies on credit cards. Most people today have car payments, but one owner now asks what few can even think about. What's the longest you've gone without one? People can't even afford cars. They can't even afford their car payments. Underwater car loans hit record in troubling trade-in trend. More than one in four consumers owe more on their car loans than the vehicle is worth, while car payments of over $1,000 have reached a record high. So this is not the sign of a healthy economy. Record number of delinquencies on mortgage payments. Record number of delinquencies on credit card payments. Record number of delinquencies on car payments. Not good. Now, this is really the aftermath of COVID and the Biden economy is what this is. So Trump did allow them to shut down the economy, which, you know, he could argue, well, it's a state's issue. But that happened in the first Trump administration. And then after 4 years of Biden just crashing the economy, this is where we're at. You're making $150,000 a year and you're struggling to make basic payments, car payments, mortgage payments, credit card payments. It is now common for people to take out a loan on a grocery bill. Walmart and all these other companies where you can online order your groceries, or Amazon, these other online, e-commerce stores, you buy something $60, $100, you buy a concert ticket $200, you can get a payment plan. Now you say, well, why would these companies be doing this? Why would they be offering payment plans for grocery bills and everything else? Well, because now people can't even use their credit cards. So if somebody's maxed out on their credit card, but you still want them to purchase your thing, what are you going to do? Well, you're basically going to offer them some form of an in-store credit, some sort of an in-store loan outside of that credit debt. So they say, oh, okay, so I've got a $100 grocery bill here. I can do four monthly payments of $25, 5% interest on each. Oh, okay. Well, I'm maxed out on my credit card, but I can get these groceries on credit for today, and then I can extend the payments. I mean, this bubble is getting out of control. And the real quick fix to this is cutting taxes. That's the real quick fix. And I don't just mean a little bit. I mean like cutting them, like almost all of them. Like cutting every single federal tax. And putting pressure on states to start cutting property taxes. You have to let Americans keep their own money so that they can start to pay off their own debt. Oh, but what's the problem? America's in debt. America's in record debt. Trump tries to sort all that out with tariffs. Gets a lot of heat, gets a lot of pushback. Then the one thing that might actually allow him to be able to do these trade negotiations and have him successful would be achieving world peace. And then having good relations with Russia and the BRICS nations. But now that's falling apart. But now, oh, the big climate scam. The big man-made climate scam is about to be exposed, and the companies behind it are now open to lawsuits. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, We made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the methyl drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the methyl drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, look. InfoWars is not a monolith of thought. And I have debates with Alex all the time. You saw him in here last segment. And I guess... I mean, he has more faith that people are going to get arrested than I do. And he wants me to see this clip and respond to it on air. So, okay, I'll respond to the Fox News clip of them talking about the grand jury. Guys, go ahead.
We start today's show with some big breaking news. We're going to go straight to Fox News correspondent David Spunt for the details. David.
Well, Will, good to be with you. This is coming out of the Justice Department. Fox News can confirm that Attorney General Pam Bondi today signed an order directing an unnamed U.S. federal prosecutor to take evidence to a grand jury relating to an alleged conspiracy to tie then 2016 candidate Donald Trump to the country of Russia. Now, Fox News reviewed the one-page order just hours ago, signed by the Attorney General. A source familiar with the probe confirms this as well. While a DOJ spokesperson declined to comment on this report of an investigation, Fox is told Attorney General Bondi is taking the referrals from Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, quote, very seriously. The spokesperson says that Bondi believes there is, quote, clear cause for deep concern, end quote, and a need for the next steps. Now, this move, Will, comes just a couple of weeks after the Director of National Intelligence, you see her right there, Tulsi Gabbard, sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department regarding what she says proves there was a conspiracy to undermine Trump's candidacy and later his first term in office. Now, to be clear today, there are no charges that have been filed, no indictments. This is incredibly early in the process. What we have here is taking evidence the Justice Department believes it has to a grand jury to secure an eventual indictment or indictments. We don't know exactly where the grand jury will meet. We don't know who will go before the grand jury, and that's by design, because grand juries determine if there's enough evidence to indict, and grand juries are secretive in the American legal system, so it's normal not to know all of the answers. Again, the DOJ declining on any comment regarding this investigation. But, Will, big news, this was signed by the Attorney General Pam Bondi today to take this evidence of an alleged conspiracy to a grand jury with the hope to get an indictment or multiple indictments. Well,
that is big news, David, and congratulations to you. Excellent reporting on being first on this order signed today by Attorney General Pam Bondi. I understand it is a one-page order, which you have been able to review. Fox News has been able to review. I'm afraid I'm going to ask you some questions that need to be asked, but we won't yet know the answer. So let's start with the one that everyone watching at home is interested in. Who or what names might be the target of this grand jury?
Well, that's a great point. We don't know. We know that Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, has mentioned the names John Brennan, the former CIA director, James Clapper, who had the job before her. But I want to be very clear on the air. We don't know if their names are...
Yeah, yeah. So let me explain what's going on so far. By the way, Will Cain is one of the best on Fox News. So basically, you know, I don't want to out too many people here. But you know what? I'll just go ahead. You hear Will Cain, he's like, well, you know, congratulations, you got the scoop here, but, you know, what's really going on? You know, Will Cain is a lot probably more closely aligned to me than, say, somebody like Sean Hannity. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Now, before I respond to that, let me explain what's happening here. The GOP just put this thing out, which is obviously at the behest of the White House, that says panicking. Noun, dangerous people who can't handle pressure. Now, who that definition doesn't even fit who they were originally claiming that a panican is. So I don't even know who what this even means anymore. Actually, it would seem that you are the ones that can't handle pressure. So I'll go ahead. I'll be the dangerous person that can't handle pressure. That doesn't even make any sense. That's what I'm saying. Like, none of it makes any sense. Trump's most loyal, ardent supporters who have been through the fire with him since 2015, and now we're the ones getting attacked. Like, we were the ones that dealt with the slings and arrows with President Trump. The new MAGA, they won't bust a grape in a food fight for you, President Trump. And you're going to toss overboard the people that are filled with battle scars defending you? Okay, I mean, it's your choice. I don't take anything in politics personally. But no, what is this? This isn't that we can't handle the pressure. This is that we're doling out the pressure. That's what this is. This is a pressure campaign on the administration. We want the Epstein lists and the pedophile clients arrested and the money laundering clients arrested. We want to know what Jeffrey Epstein was doing for intelligence agencies. That's applying pressure. That's not can't handle the pressure. That's applying the pressure. That's, hey, you said you were going to audit Fort Knox. Hey, you said we were going to have a trillion in Doge cuts. Hey, we have dozens of criminal referrals sitting on Pam Bondi's desk. That's not us not being able to handle pressure. That's us applying pressure. Now,
Will Cain is so good, man. When you know, you know. Congratulations on getting the scoop. You realize Pam Bondi gives Fox News all of these scoops. You realize that? She basically works for Fox News. She gives them the scoops. You can beat every other news agency to a FOIA request that goes to the DOJ, and she'll make sure Fox News gets it first, and after they report it, then she'll release it to every other news outlet that requested it. Okay? Pam Bondi is using Fox News as cover. She's throwing the red meat out there. She's giving them all the exclusives. So, hey, I hope there are deep state arrests. That's a win for me. So it's like there's no lose here for me. If I end up being wrong and they arrest people, fantastic. Finally, it's about damn time. It's what we've been banging our heads over for years. Oh, but you know, Gabbard has been doing this for almost a month. Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard has been at this for a month. And as soon as she gives the criminal referral for a grand jury over to Pam Bondi, what does she do? She gives it to Fox News. See, notice how none of this leaked out of Tulsi Gabbard's camp. And then as soon as she finishes her work and her due diligence and hands it over to the DOJ, where nothing gets done, what does the DOJ do? They just hand it over to Fox News and say, here's a news report, and then that's it. And I've seen this pattern play out for months since Pam Bondi got in. So no, it's not that I can't handle pressure. If anything, we're the ones that can handle the pressure. But we're the pressure appliers. So every day that goes by and there's zero arrests, every day that goes by and every single criminal referral that has been put on Pam Bondi's desk gets nothing other than a Fox News exclusive, then we will continue to apply the pressure. Now, who the panickins are, I don't know. Who is a dangerous person who can't handle pressure, I don't know. We literally went to prison for President Trump. We've literally been sued multiple times for President Trump. We've been censored for President Trump. We've been in the streets for President Trump. I mean, you name it. So I don't know who this is that can't handle pressure, but it ain't us. We apply the pressure. So you're damn right. I'm going to sit up here every day and apply pressure to this administration to deliver on the things we voted for. And if they don't, then that's their legacy. That's their administration. They can do with it what they want. But I'm not going to sit by idly and just say, oh, well. No, I'm going to say we tried. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say we tried. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is starting to get it. And that's why she's frustrated at zero rests with many of Trump's loyalist supporters. All right, Alex Jones is back. Can we get a chair and a microphone in here as soon as possible, please?
All right, I'll just put it in there. There we go. So, this is how we do it.
Setting up his own chair. And actually, we got a full team today, so there's no excuse here. Skeleton crew last week. That's just how it goes. When you have a full crew, you can't even get the chair.
No, the crew's good. I didn't know I was coming in here. All right, listen, we'll cut this out and put it out. I'm about to go shoot my own report on this. I'm not disagreeing with you, Owen. Owen, I'm not disagreeing with you overall to be very, very skeptical. I'm very skeptical of Pam Bondi with her consultant firm, with the chief of staff, Susie Wiles, and all of that. But I've been talking to high-level prosecutors that I've known for a long time, and they say, you know, these task forces, these strike forces, Trump wants this. He's going to fire people if it doesn't happen. I've been saying that for months. And so this is not where you have Rand Paul, the senator, or you have Tulsi Gabbard, the director of Office of National Intelligence, to a referral. That did happen. And then Pam Bondi, who does basically work at Fox News, gives him that. This has been announced, the referral, and that means to a grand jury. It's not like a referral where they can't now look at it. This is the first time, not all 8 years ago, 6 years ago, the secret grand juries, hundreds of indictments, all the Q stuff. Remember, I was agreeing with you on that all then. This is different in that this isn't a referral like it's to her desk and then she does nothing with it. All these referrals have been coming in, and then this is Gabbard's referral, has now been given to a grand jury. And it's not a special counsel that are almost always political and report to Congress and are used to be buried. They have these task forces and the strike force, and it could end up actually being the original task force with Martin. I don't know yet. I've made calls where they can go in any jurisdiction they want and get around D.C. So if you hear this grand jury's been impaneled in D.C., then you know the fix is in. We don't know that yet. But if you hear it's been impaneled in Palm Beach or something where they have a bunch of the cases, and now, as I told you months ago, they're now saying it's gone past 2020 into 2024, the Mar-a-Lago raid, Jack Smith official under criminal investigation. That means grand juries. This is happening, and this is probably not the only one we know about. It is a leak, because obviously they want that news out there, but that's only going to heighten people's desire for this. But they've done so much other crazy stuff, saying, you know, we're going to release the Epstein stuff, and it doesn't exist. I don't know yet. But I've said 99% no indictments first administration, because they're all a bunch of politicos and cowards. Trump was good, but he didn't have any good people. He's got some real people in there. He's got a strike force, and he's got a task force. And so this is the first time that one of these major referrals has gone and not just sat on her desk 6.5 months in. This is now to a grand jury. Now, they'll either go to an already impaneled one, or they'll wait till another one comes up because they don't want to run out of time. They only sit for certain amounts of time. As I said Friday, and you know, as I said Sunday, and as I said today, before this broke, I said I give them 6 months to my grand jury's work. 6 months that if we don't see indictments of Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Hillary, then I'm going to really join you in. We're already applying pressure. That's what we do. And you know, a lot of the fake Trump supporters, they're just talking heads. They don't want that. They want us to shut up and just be in a cult. No, we brought Trump in. So pressure's great. But Trump is putting pressure on them. He knows they tried to kill him. They know they broke, you know, this old standing rule where they indicted a president and his people. So the gloves are off now. And Trump will be put back in prison when he gets out. If he doesn't do this, they're coming after all of us. It must be done. Now, who knows when the grand jury is impaneled what threats they'll get? You know, the deep state spies the CIA on the Senate, on the head of the intelligence committee. That's totally illegal. They've been caught year after year, decade after decade. So you better believe they're going to be harassing this grand jury if it's for real. But this is new. This isn't referring a criminal complaint to the DOJ. This is referring the criminal complaint, which means the DOJ is saying, we believe this is indictments. So they don't go, and they almost always get their indictments. They don't go unless they're trying to get the indictment. So this is a new level. That's all I'm saying. It's a new climate. These aren't special counsels. These are strike forces and task forces. So this is new. You've seen how scared Brennan Clapper and others have been on TV. The emails that they just released, it was also in the piece, is the staffer saying, we need to cover this up. This Russiagate thing will cover up her destroying her servers, you know, especially if this goes Olympic, which means indictments. And they successfully diverted Trump off, and the corporate media covered it. Now, the national corporate media, other than Fox, is not covering this. This is being reported nowhere else but Fox News right now. As you said, that's totally true about Mondi. And that's where Trump wants the stuff leaked anyway, so that's under his orders. And that's what he watches mainly. That's where he gets most of his information. So I don't have a lot of faith in Mondi, but her head is going to roll if this doesn't happen. And when they tried to bring up the Epstein stuff, which the evidence is clear, Trump covered it up at the CIA's request, not because he's involved, for the Mossad, then they double back and use the fact that he tried to cover it up at the request of the system to then try to mix him into it, causing controversy. That just upped their chances of him forcing through indictments. So I think we've gone from a 1% chance of indictments to a 50% chance of indictments. And if they don't happen within 6 months, because these things do take time, especially something this big, then we know the fix is in, and it's totally insane. And Trump's going to try to lean on the laurels of presidential immunity after he's out, which isn't going to stick. But they don't have David Schoen, who's a real lawyer and hardcore, saying we can retroactively impeach Biden and Obama, strip them of the presidential immunity, and indict them as well, because we've all known this about Crossfire Hurricane forever. We've all experienced all of this, but and so we knew big pieces of it from hearings, the rest of it, but these are the actual documents and more. And Kash Patel saying yesterday, oh, corporate media, go ahead and say you didn't collude with the Democrats on Russiagate. We're going to release more documents showing you did. Well, you should have already done that. But the thing is, this is the cat's now out of the bag because, as you said 10 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago, Tulsi Gabbard is a good actor, a good person. I mean, an actor in a movie, but a good person, acting with good intentions. And she's in there ferreting this out, forcing these agencies to give it. She has authority over them. She's getting it, and she's bringing the goods. Okay, so that's why I'm saying this is different this time.
You want to get more grief from the White House? Do you want to get more grief?
What do you mean?
Well, I believe Gabbard might be the last one in there. Bongino is kind of remaining quiet. He's trying to reassure people, hey, we're doing good things behind the scene. I tend to have more faith in Bongino than the rest of them. Patel is in New Zealand expanding the FBI there. I think Gabbard is maybe the last one there that is actually doing her job the right way. And I think that, you know, she had the neocons pushing her out of all the foreign policy stuff that started a couple months ago, right after they booted Musk. Then they started sidelining her. It got kind of personal. But I think in her eyes, she was like, I still consider myself a warrior for this country. I still look at this as duty to this country. So she just put her head down, didn't take anything personally, and said, you know what? President Trump wants me to focus on this one thing. I won't get involved in foreign policy anymore. I'm going to go over here, do my due diligence in the intelligence report, do my job, give it over to Pam Bondi. And so what I think is happening is that Tulsi is basically in there now, if you want to talk about a white hat, and she's basically saying, all right, I'm going to go through this process, and we're going to find out. That's what we're going to
do. No, exactly. And then when Bondi doesn't act or tries to sabotage it, Tulsi will be there to report it. I don't think that's speculation. That's what's happening. And RFK Jr., the Marisol out of the vaccines, going for the fluoride, Pam Bondi blocking it. I mean, let's just say it. I wanted to give him a chance. You didn't like Bondi day one. I wasn't saying she was good. Patel, bigger failure than I thought it would be. Bongino, I think, not really sophisticated enough to get what's happening. And I've talked to a lot of sources. But, yeah, Bondi is a politico. But here's the deal. Trump's going to get briefed on this by Gabbard. And so, of course, there's going to be major chicanery at the grand jury level. But it's been handed off to a grand jury.
The fact that Gabbard didn't get bullied out and leave, I think, is going to be a key factor in all this. The fact that she put her head down and stayed is going to be a very important longevity thing.
Absolutely. We'll get this clip out. Everybody wants to hear what we have to say. I know people are watching live, but we'll get this clip out, and we can maybe put a clip when I came in, and then put the rest of the back. Maybe when I came in earlier, was talking to Owen. But this is all important, folks. We need this to happen. It's got to happen. And I was stepped out of the area that had a TV on earlier, so I wasn't quite getting why you were saying, we're not a panicking, we're putting pressure on, which is true. What does somebody go, we're panicking?
The Trump administration released this today, panicking, dangerous people who can't handle pressure. Now, I assume that's directed at people like you and I who don't just drink the Kool-Aid anymore.
Yeah, that's the new thing, the neocons, the Israeli lobby, is we're panicking. If we go, hey, it's horrible to say Epstein's a hoax and it doesn't exist, that's a Streisand effect, it's going to blow up massive in your face, and it did. A panicking is saying, hey, Kennedy says take the fluoride out, the FDA agrees, we just want a class action suit in federal court, Pam Bondi's coming in with the inspector general to keep it in, get the damn fluoride out. So trying to save our kids from bone cancer and IQ loss and infertility is not panicking. It's winning. So, yeah, all these Johnny-come-latelys and the influencers that just get their talking points from the bad guys of the Trump administration, we're busy trying to save the Trump administration from the bad actors, like we did 8.5 years ago when we were there, when the headlines were, the new chief of staff's main job is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones. Okay, so we at least want to see 30 SWAT team people arresting Clapper, Brennan, and Comey like they did Roger Stone. We want to see that. We want to see them frog marched. We want to see it now. We want it more than cheap groceries. Okay, we probably want it even more than not having a nuclear war.
Hold on. We might want to avoid nuclear. But you say that in jest, but it's like, this is the level of engagement we're at right now.
Well, listen. We're going to be having a nuclear war. We don't get this bad guys out of there. And the arrogance of these new emails they released, I was watching it. I'm going to go shoot a report right now and put it out with the whole Fox thing. They're reading them. It's like, well, we all know it's a fraud. We've got to put this fraud in to cover up that she's a criminal. And, of course, this is all her minions covering their ass. Brennan, Clapper, Comey, meeting with Obama. We told the president this is really bad. Blah, 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 because they were covering their ass. And they're like, hey, Obama told me to do it.
So it's like, it's like, I'll play the reverse Uno card, and it's just like, okay, you can call us whatever you want. We've been through hell here. They've literally tried to take everything from you ever.
Sure, well, they're just distracting us off it, but what's the video of Trump saying panicking? Who's he saying is panicking now? Well, what's the new video?
They just put this statement out today.
No, he made another panicking statement, or maybe it's old. Can we pull back up what you just said?
Maybe they're not smart because they're playing right into the enemy's camp.
Oh, my God. Wait, is this new? So hold on. If they recycled him,
this is new.
Did he say again, don't question Epstein or your stupid?
I don't know if it was Epstein. I don't think it was an Epstein thing. I think it was just a general panic and branding thing. I don't know. I haven't seen that clip. I just saw the statement.
Well, you,
He says, can you define panicking? Do we have the audio, guys, or? Well, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what this is. They know his constituents are putting pressure and the bad guys in
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
The bad guys in there want to create a new thing where, no, you're a panicking if it's a constituent. I mean, what if he came out and said, now we're going to pay for transgender surgeries again, which he hasn't done? We wouldn't be panicking. We'd be a pressuring.
All right, guys, go
in
ahead.
In fact, we got to put memes out. We're not a panicking. We're a holding your feet to the fire again. We're not a panicking.
There, yeah.
We're putting the pressure on your ass again.
Yeah, who's? I like that. We're putting the pressure on
your ass again. We slapping your ass around.
Yeah, who's really panicking? It's like, let's play the reverse Uno card. It's like, does this administration want to be outsmarted by Brennan and Clapper and Comey? I mean, come on. Here, Trump defines a panicking. Let's hear it.
I see this phrase out there. I think you developed this word, panickins, right? Like, no panickins. Can you define panickins for us? What is a panickin, and why should we not follow that?
Well, in some cases, they're good people that really have the best, and they want, you know, they want to do things. But
oh, that's us.
I call them panickins because maybe they're not smart because they're playing right into the enemy's camp. And in other cases, they really are people that panic. They can't handle pressure. And you know, both are sort of dangerous.
I see this phrase.
Are we dangerous? We might be a little dangerous for deepfake globalists. No, that's it.
That is hilarious. No. That's just a guy asking the term. He kind of went back to old stuff. At least he didn't say.
Yeah, that would
don't
be
a panicking if you don't like your kid having a heart attack from the mRNA shot. You don't like Fauci and Bill Gates being your doctor. You know, don't be a panicking. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is hilarious. We're going to have a lot of fun memes with this.
I don't know how he's not more of a panicking. It's like, dude, they tried to kill you twice. They sent you to jail. They stole an election from you. It's like, how are you not a panicking? Like, they're taking our country.
But you see him in all these press conferences going, we need indictments. We need indictments. We need indictments. And like Wimpy from Popeye's like, I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
But I'm telling you, the pressure is working.
Well, there's no doubt they're feeling the pressure. That's true. Otherwise, they wouldn't still be naming his panickings.
Well, I mean, take Thune. If they would have gone to recess, he'd have got all his appointments for at least a year. And that, okay, and then you could extend it. And if they'd have stayed in, they could have pressured it and got him through. Instead, Thune is going to do a fake thing where every 5 days they do a quorum call. I'm only as strong as you are backing me. You figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason. Because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history. Maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our ultramethylene blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.